I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to some more r/entitledparents. Now, today I've got a couple of crazy stories for you, which I hope you enjoy. You're going on vacation? Take my kids with you. My boyfriend's cousin, his paternal uncle's daughter, has four children. Each of her kids is the personification of the word bratty. The said cousin refuses to discipline them and constantly makes excuses for their behavior. She's also very judgmental of our decision not to have children. She has often made some snide comments towards me, implying that I'm the selfish idiot who is depriving my boyfriend of the joys of raising children. For these reasons, and for her generally entitled behavior, my boyfriend had cut ties with her. However, when he and I visited his parental home 3 days ago for his parents' anniversary celebration, we ran into her again. My boyfriend's dad had urged him to use this occasion to mend bridges with the cousin, so we both tried to make nice and engaged in small talk with her. During our conversation, my boyfriend mentioned that we were leaving for Melbourne for vacation in a few days. At this, the cousin's eyes lit up.
"Oh, that sounds like so much fun," she said. "My husband and I haven't gone anywhere since our honeymoon."
She whined some more about how it's hard for them with four kids, if only they could afford such luxuries, etc, etc, etc. I could tell where this was going. My boyfriend probably felt sorry for her, and being the kind and generous soul that he is, offered to buy them a weekend in a resort in Mount Abu, a hill station in the Indian state of Rajasthan. My cousin's face was suddenly scrunched up.
"That's nice, but why can't you just take us to Melbourne with you?"
My boyfriend was getting a little bit annoyed, but was still patient.
"Well, we want to spend some time alone together. Plus, we'll be meeting some close friends there. Besides, Mount Abu is a beautiful place. Your kids will love it."
The cousin replies in the annoying Karen tone.
"I still don't see why you can't take us to Australia. You're being so selfish, going on this great trip and sticking your family with a cheap weekend getaway."
My boyfriend's mum says, "Look, cousin, he's making a very generous offer. Either take it or leave it." My cousin, wearing the expression that morons wear when they think they've had a bright idea.
"Oh, I know. Why don't my husband and I go to Mount Abu and you can take our kids to Melbourne?"
"What?
It's a great idea. The kids can have fun in Melbourne with you two, and my hubby and I can enjoy a peaceful weekend. This way, the kids can actually spend some time with their uncle. You never make time for them."
I'm offering for the last time. It's either the weekend in Mount Abu or nothing at all. And why the heck would we ruin our vacation taking care of your kids?
"How can you say that? My kids are so well behaved. You'll have so much fun spending time with them. Besides, my husband and I could really use some quiet time together. You and shy girl turned sassy don't have any responsibilities. You have no idea how hard it is to raise four kids. You can afford this trip. I don't see why you won't share with family."
One more word and you're losing my Mount Abu offer. On hearing this, the cousin shut their F up. We all had dinner together and she was mercifully quiet. If only her kids had followed her example. You'd think this would be the end of it, but no. We had seriously underestimated her dedication to her Karen-ness. Just this morning, the cousin showed up at my apartment with the kids in tow. I was shocked to see her, of course, and asked if something was wrong. She smiled and said,
"I'm just here to drop the kids off. You're leaving tonight, right?"
After taking a second to recover from the shock, I asked, "Did you fall and hit your head on something? We told you we weren't taking your kids with us. What part of that did you not understand?" She then tried to convince me that my boyfriend had called her later on and had agreed to take the kids. I knew this was bull and called it as such. My cousin became enraged and asked if I was going to break her kids' heart. Why would I break our promise, and how could my boyfriend and I be so cold? I called my boyfriend, and after telling him what was going on, I
turned on the speaker.
My boyfriend proceeded to chew her out brutally, telling her he would no longer pay for their weekend getaway and that this is exactly the kind of behaviour that had made him cut ties with her. She tried to get a word in, but he wouldn't let her. The cousin took her kids and stormed off. My boyfriend and I are having a laugh over this and are still wondering what made her think that this plan would ever work. Why can't people like this just accept the incredibly gracious offer that they get firsthand? Why do they have to ruin it by asking for more? They're getting a free trip to Mount Abu. And then she starts complaining about how if they were family, they'd give her a trip to Australia. They're giving you a free holiday.
Ugh, I just don't get it sometimes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Entitled mom tries to report me as a paedophile for telling my daughter gay couples exist. We were having a day of hiking and picnicking in the park with my young girls, 6 months and 3 years, so brought a bunch of toys. My wife went off to feed our baby and I was playing with my 3-year-old and her dolls and she paired all of them off into couples of men and women. Recently, we learned we really dropped the ball teaching her about relationship diversity, because when she went to visit her uncles, her married uncles, she threw a tantrum when we told her they were married, because in her eyes, only boys and girls can get married. We thought she knew they were married because it's certainly no big secret, but we have definitely gone out of our way to correct that assumption since. We basically just tried to point out the LGBTQ+ people in her life and reinforce, you know these people, you like them, they like you, it's no different than knowing a straight couple. She's been super receptive to it, and I think she just hadn't seen any gay people on TV or in books and was oblivious to the ones she saw in everyday life, so she just wasn't sure what to think. So I said, let's put these two girls together like your friend Hannah's mummies, and these two boys together like Uncle X and Uncle Y. The rest can stay as they were, this way more people are included. Isn't that nice? And she said, yeah, and we played and it was fine. Enter EM, NK, EM's somehow normal kid who is about 10 years old, and MK, my kid. Excuse me, what are you doing? Playing dollies. Sir, excuse me? Hello? I don't appreciate your talking about sex in front of my kids. When was I talking about sex?
The entitled mom starts whisper yelling,
the G word and the L word.
I didn't say either of those, and I can talk to my kid about anything I want. So unless there's anything else,
I won't have you sharing adult conversations with a toddler here in public or anywhere.
Really? Well, that's too bad, because once we finished talking about inclusion, I was going to crack open a 40 ounce and read some Hustler for story time.
Is she even your daughter?
Is that even your son? What a good response. At this point, a woman walks by with a baby, and EM tries to pull her into the conversation.
This man is going up to children at the park and trying to teach them about sex.
The woman, who we'll call W for woman, or for wife because she is my wife, was having none of that.
What was he saying? He was telling this toddler about gaysex.
Thankfully, she knew the woman must be nuts.
I thought we said no gay sex until her 4th birthday.
She rushed to cover the normal kid's ears.
This is everything wrong with our kids today. You're forcing them to grow up before their time. You want your daughter to have those images in her head? You're going to traumatize her. My dollies are at the grocery store and they're going to buy popsicles. I ate a popsicle today. It was a yellow one. Uh-oh, you think popsicles are a euphemism or something?
The entitled mum takes her normal kid and storms off. 15 minutes pass and everyone's getting hungry, so we break out some snacks. I'm helping my kid get the green tops off of her strawberries. A park ranger, PR, comes over.
Excuse me, a woman reported there was some sort of inappropriate sexual activity going on at this site.
What? Really? Oh no, well I've got my kids with me. Do you think we should move?
The ranger looks around, confused. No, just keep an eye open for anything strange, and if you see something, drop by the ranger station and let us know.
About an hour later, just as we're thinking it's time to head home, the entitled mum comes back through.
How are you still here?
We ignore her at this point.
You know, there are piles of studies on child psychology that say that what you're doing is what is ruining America.
I wanted so badly to say something snarky, but kept my mouth shut.
But then EM directed her insanity at my kids. And you better believe that didn't sit well with my wife. Honey, does it make you sad when daddy tries to tell you things you don't understand? Don't you talk to my kid one more time. Don't look in our direction. Don't breathe on me. Get out of here right now. Leave.
Of course, my 3-year-old doesn't know why she's upset, so starts crying. This yelling and crying attracted the attention of a different park ranger.
Problem, folks.
The entitled mum started screaming almost incoherently while her poor embarrassed kid was like, Mum, let's go, come on. My wife says,
I'm so glad you're here. We were just getting ready to leave when this woman, who's been harassing us all day, came and started talking to my daughter.
The park ranger took her aside and took us aside, and we gave our sides of the story. Sides.
EM was nearly in tears, and we could hear her throwing out words like decency and innocence.
When he came to us, we briefly explained but said we were already on our way out, so didn't want to take this any further. He said we should just go. We packed up and left.
The entitled mum couldn't believe we were let go and was still berating the park ranger with her embarrassed son when we left.
Everyone should just mind their own dang business. The end. Well, that is some good dang advice right there.
Anyway, that is the end of today's 2 entitled parents stories. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, click the screen right now for some more. Other than that, I will see you all very soon with perhaps a slightly different face reveal sort of video when we hit 100k. Wow, I am very excited.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.